Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
What are your travel plans, if you have them, for this Memorial Day holiday weekend? What allowances are you making from COVID-19? For COVID-19 to be able to travel safely? We're at 866-893-KPECC. You can tweet at AirTalk, post on the AirTalk Facebook page, or comment on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. One of the things we know is that travel by car, which is overwhelmingly how people choose to visit different sites and friends over three-day weekends, is going to be up considerably over last year. With us from the Automobile Club of Southern California, Marie Montgomery Nordhues. Thank you so much, Marie, for joining us. How much of an increase do we anticipate in car travel this weekend?
Yes, thank you, Larry. It is going to be quite a busy weekend, although maybe not as busy as 2019. We're anticipating 2.89 million Southern Californians taking trips. That's a 64% increase over last year. Obviously, last year was quite devastating in terms of the travel industry. And so we are expecting quite an increase.
And how do you come up with those numbers? Is that just strict surveying that you do? Or is there a formula where you plug in all sorts of things that are going on with the economy and in this case, the pandemic and all, to come up with that projection?
That's exactly right, Larry. IHS Market partners with AAA and they've developed a unique methodology based on actual domestic travel volumes and also using macroeconomic drivers such as employment, household net worth, asset prices. So all kinds of various factors that go into those projections. And we found that to be more accurate than just asking people whether or not they are going to travel.
And what are the most popular destinations this weekend?
Well, this weekend, three of the five most popular destinations are national parks. Number one, which has never made the list, is Zion and Bryce Canyon National Parks in Utah. Number two is Vegas, always on the top five list. Number three, Grand Canyon. Number four, San Diego. And number five, Yosemite National Park. So a lot of people want to be out in the great outdoors. They feel a little safer that way. They can control their environment. They can socially distance and so forth.
So in other words, the 15 and the 40 are really going to be jammed because the first ones you mentioned are all off those interstates. So, be a busy Cajon Pass this weekend.
That's very true. So if you can try to leave during an off time, that would probably be a good idea.
All right. We're talking with Marie Montgomery Nordhues of the Automobile Club of Southern California. What are we expecting in the way of gasoline prices?
Well, gasoline prices are about $4.20 a gallon right now in the L.A. metro area, which is the highest Memorial Day prices we've seen since 2014. They're just still inching up a little bit, but of course they will be significantly lower if you're going out of state, if you're going to Nevada or Arizona, or Utah, you will see, significantly lower prices, maybe 50 cents, maybe as much as a dollar a gallon lower.
And does AAA take a look at hotel rates? Do you have any sense of how much of a spike we'll see in the cost for lodging?
Yeah, it's right now. It's really hard to, it's hard to say exactly. It depends on which region you're going to, and where the most popular locations are, which have actually changed. A lot of those urban destinations might, such as Las Vegas, might be having a little bit more in the way of bargains, whereas the socially distanced locations with the hotels maybe fewer and farther between, those may be way more expensive than you would have paid last year or even 2 years ago.
I was booking a hotel for a road trip next month. I'm doing it with my wife. We're going to the Grand Canyon and on to New Mexico. And I was looking at hotel prices, and they were surprisingly high, you know, given what the pandemic rates have been. And also, I was surprised how many early bookings there already are, even for June. And we're not talking three-day weekend here. So it does appear that not just this weekend, but moving well into the summer, Marie, a lot of people are going to be taking to the road.
That's absolutely right. And as I said, when you're going to a place that maybe has fewer hotels and lodging options, that is going to drive up the price when it's becoming a more popular destination. And we've just seen that a lot of the beach locations around the country, a lot of places that that you can socially spread out, those are the places that are going to have the higher hotel prices.
Again, I'd love to hear from our AirTalk listeners. Do you have plans to travel this weekend by car or by plane? What's your destination, and what considerations for COVID-19 protocols are you taking into account? 866-893-KPECC. And given what we're learning from Marie about the amount of traffic that's going to be heading out of town up the 15 and out on the 40, that's also something, of course, to take into serious consideration. I can't imagine tomorrow, particularly later in the day, what that eastbound and northeastbound traffic is going to look like. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Vader tweets at AirTalk, Zion, Bryce, and Yosemite now require reservations to visit by car or to camp. So last-minute ideas to visit those parks will end up with visitors waiting outside the parks. Marie, can you confirm the reservation requirement?
Yes, national parks, actually most national parks, you are going to be required to have a reservation. So definitely not a good idea to try this weekend. I would imagine most people have, you know, made their plans and gotten those reservations. You just need to make sure that you plan ahead. Don't try to even, you know, do it on the road on the way, because you could very well be disappointed.
We'll continue with the AAA of Southern California's Marie Montgomery Nordhues, and we'll turn our attention to air travel with Helene Becker. She joins us from the independent investment and financial services company Cowen, where she's a senior research analyst covering the airlines. We'll find out what they're projecting. We also have some fare wars that are taking place on some routes and price hikes taking place on yet others. We'll find out more about what the factors are that are driving those prices with the airlines when we continue in just 1 minute on Air Talk on KPCC. Anival writes on the Air Talk page, I have family members going back on the road again this weekend. I'm staying local, spending it with my household, still pretty worn out from the pandemic and completing my master's program. Bet you are, Anival. I'm putting a few hours as a Grubhub driver this weekend and happy to see everyone enjoying the holiday and the start to summer. So true. It's fun and exciting to see people, you know, getting back out there and the COVID-19 rates so low. And I was wondering, Anival, as you write about being a driver for Grubhub, so many people have taken jobs as drivers over the course of the pandemic. I wonder if for those folks, they're burned out on driving. Last thing you want to do is hit the road on a driving vacation when you've been logging hundreds of miles every week doing deliveries locally. Joining us to talk about air travel and what we're seeing there with prices and customer demand is Helene Becker of Cowen, which is an independent investment and financial services company. Helene, thank you for being with us. I'm struck by why, you know, we're seeing a couple of new air carriers that, you know, seem to be offering these incredibly discounted loss leader fares. And then you're seeing other established airlines where we're starting to see some significant hikes.
Yes, exactly so. So demand for air travel is very strong. From the domestic leisure perspective, we are back to pre-pandemic levels. Even pricing for the summer months, June, July, and August, we are about equal to, if not slightly above, pre-pandemic levels. So I would point to 2019. Where we're still lagging is international and corporate business travel. Corporate business is still down about 80%, and international, excluding Brazil. Brazil is open and you can travel there if you want, but excluding Mexico, Latin America, the Caribbean, international is down 65%. International, including them, is down 65%. Excluding them, we're down 95%.
Wow.
So Europe is just beginning to open. You may have seen that Croatia, Iceland, and Greece are open. And then Spain said, well, we want a piece of that tourism. So they're opening. I think France is going to open mid-June, as is Germany, to vaccinated Americans, which means another choice. And I think airfares are going to be fairly competitive. But I don't see people who've planned their vacations for the summer months changing out Hawaii, Alaska, or some of the other destinations they may be going to. As Marie pointed out, we're seeing huge interest in national parks, outdoor things in the United States. I don't see them canceling to go to Europe. Maybe for August or September they'll book, but most people, here it is, we're late May. We're talking Memorial Day weekend is this weekend, and we think 10.8 million people will travel between today via air between today and Tuesday through TSA checkpoints. And most of that is really domestic leisure.
Well, and I'm wondering, too, just looking at the demographics, and you'd know this much better than me, my sense is the travelers to Europe are generally higher income, perhaps older than travelers to other destinations on average. And I wonder if that factors in to a potential reluctance, at least this year, to get back to Europe.
Yes. Well, two things there. You're right. That's the that's one demographic group that travels. The other big demographic group is millennials, who are mostly in the U.S. just starting to get vaccinated. And some of them are families with young children who haven't been vaccinated. So, yes, I would agree with you. They are probably not in a rush to go back to Europe, given that you don't know if the outbreaks are over. You don't know what the restrictions are going to be. And more to the point, you don't want to get there, have a flare-up of COVID-19, and have the rules all of a sudden change and either not be able to get home or be stuck there for some length of time. So I think that's part of why you're seeing huge increase in domestic, where you know the rules. And most places in the U.S. that you go, you can, at the very worst, rent a car and drive home, even though the rental car might be cost prohibitive.
Boy, rental cars. Just getting one is a huge challenge. And if you can get one, the prices are incredible. Carol in Mar Vista, I understand you're going to Ojai this weekend?
Yeah, I'm an artist, a mosaic artist, and they're having an art show in the park. And I'm driving up there Friday as early as I can and spending the weekend. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
It sounds terrific. And for you as an artist, is this one of the first events where you've been able to exhibit your work, you know, since the start of the pandemic, or have you found ways to do that in person at all?
No, this is the first one since the pandemic. So I'm really excited, and I'm hoping people have money they've not been spending if they were able to keep working, and they're going to want to spend it, you know, at this art fair.
It just sounds great. An art fair in Ojai outdoors with the oak trees and the rolling hills. Sounds wonderful. Carol, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. We're hearing from listeners what their plans are for the three-day Memorial Day weekend, the traditional start of the summer travel and vacation season, even though it's not technically summer. It's sort of our welcoming of that season. Ellis in Hollywood says, we're going to travel to California Hot Springs Sunday via car with the family. We haven't been there in a year and a half. Ellis, have a wonderful time. Appreciate it so much. I did want to ask you, Helene Becker, about some of these upstart airlines that are flying between smaller airports, you know, out of places like Burbank Airport or some of the other smaller ones, and doing routes to areas like Eureka Arcata or, you know, other smaller communities. Is there going to be enough traffic to support that?
I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, the sort of flippant answer on my part is we'll see what happens. I think when you look at Avilo and you look at Breeze, which are the two new startups that I think you're referring to, Breeze starts up shortly and Avilo already started. Their goal is to connect cities that are underserved. That's the business plan. And we'll see if that their low fares and pattern of service can stimulate demand. The founder and CEO of Avilo has a lot of experience. He was president of Allegiant and he was chief financial officer of United. So he has quite a lot of industry experience. And I think the takeaway is that it's not surprising that at the bottom of a cycle, you would see, or coming out of a recession, you would see startups. This is exactly what we've expected. The reason I think we don't have more startups is because the federal government gave the airlines an unemployment program that enabled them to keep people employed. With the airline industry, it's usually last in, first out. And it takes about a year to retrain a pilot off a furlough. So the airlines didn't want to do that. Yeah. I know this is a little off topic of your specific question, but it's important because in prior cycles, we've seen airlines lose employees and we've seen them start new airlines. And this time around, we're not really seeing that because the airlines are keeping as many employees as possible.
All right. Helene Becker, thank you so much. Also, Marie of AAA, thank you for joining us.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.